This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, August 14, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you last night. We attended the Antrim County Convention, Republican Party. All new people going down to Mount Pleasant, Soaring Eagle Center, Event Center, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, August 22nd. All brand new people. Even our chairman, Marv Rubing, asked his vice chair, Corky Crimmins, to go and lead the team, our delegation. 8 delegates from our little county. All brand new people. Never been to a convention before. They get to go. I was asked to go. I said, nope, nope. I want new people. I want new people to go to this convention. Now, former chair of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners, Ed Betcher, longtime commissioner, longtime active in the Republican Party, he did get to go. But basically, Corky Crimmins will be leading the pack. Happened in all 83 counties last night. Thing of it is, we are going to be having, for the first time since 1978, an all-male ticket. The women have dominated for the last 8 years. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel. Well, the women are gone. It's the men's turn to run the state. That's if people get out and vote straight Republican ticket. Flip your ballots over. Mark the 2 Supreme Court justices, Michael Warren, MW, and then Cassandra Morris, like Morris code, M-O-R-S-E, Bills. Hyphenated name. 3 names for Cassandra Morris Bills. Supreme Court justices, folks, are the only people on your ballot in November that don't have an R or a D behind their name. Michigan Supreme Court justices are nonpartisan, allegedly. However, the Republicans put up their candidates, the Democrats put up their candidates. Why they don't have an R&D behind their name, I have no idea. I think it's stupid. If everybody else has an R&D behind their name, so should they. But they don't. So it's critically important that you make sure people know to flip the ballot over. Michael Warren, Cassandra Morris Bills. I'm going to be reaching out to them over the weekend, preparing for the state convention, not tomorrow, but next Saturday. And I'm going to have them on the show. We got a history lesson from Pastor Chatfield coming up in the second hour, next hour. This is interesting. Is the modern state of Israel a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? Has this story been forecast, told, predicted, prophesied as to what's happening in Israel today in the Bible? Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Going through my text messages this morning, I'm seeing my phone is auto-replying to folks listening to yesterday's show early this morning. Benson 1. If you want the video snippet of the interview where she was asked specifically, what is the Michigan income tax rate? Her answer, kind of flippantly blowing off the question, well, I'm not sure off the top of my head. What? Wait a minute, lady. You're running for governor. He was talking to her about taxes, talking about the structure of our tax code in Michigan and how we are taxed. Well, she mentions that, of course, we have a 6% sales tax. She knew that one. One for one on sales tax. But we have a very low income tax. And the interviewer interrupted her and said, well, what is the rate for income tax? Well, I don't know off the top of my head. You got to be kidding me. You're running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, and you don't know how much money comes out of our paychecks on Fridays? You don't know how much money we set aside for payments of state income tax to Lansing, but yet you want to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So if you would like that video to share, text me Benson1, because I'm sure there's going to be more of those types of snippets that we're going to have going forward until November 3rd, the election. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. And the whole premise, you have to understand, is the fact that she wants to then, she said, quote, gather together a bunch of economic professors, economists, people that are a lot more knowledgeable than her to revamp our tax code. For example, she says to the interviewer, did you know you can fuel a plane or a jet, a private plane or a private jet in Michigan, and you don't pay any fuel taxes? She doesn't care about the fact that people are being penalized out of their paychecks, 4.25% of their gross pay, to pay the monstrosity known as government in Lansing. But she knows that millionaires and wealthy individuals that can fly a private plane or jet don't have to pay fuel taxes on their aviation fuel. She wants to go after taxing that, as well as raising our income tax, as opposed to eliminating it like John James has promised to do on his campaign flyers, mimicking, following Perry Johnson's very popular lead. Mike Cox wanted to eliminate income tax as well. Carla Wagner, Ralph Rebant running, wanted to eliminate property taxes. Perry Johnson says we can do both. Do a mega audit, Michigan Efficiency Government Accountability Audit, reduce the budget by $20 billion, and you can do it. Getting rid of the income tax, roughly $12 billion. The state property taxes, the state's portion, not your local portion, another $8 billion. All we got to do, folks, is get this from $86 billion down to $66 billion, which is where it should be after Snyder handed the reins to Whitmer January 1st, 2019 at $58 billion. Well, guess what? If we would have had normal inflation applied against our budget, we would have gone from 58 to 66. That's what we should be at. Whitmer Democrats' trifecta of 23 and 24 has gotten us up $20 billion more than it should be. So again, if you want that snippet of Benson not even knowing our income tax rate, text me Benson 1. Benson 1. Now, another post that I put out there yesterday, I tagged it in my phone as stats. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has come out now that she's won the primary and has endorsed Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor to replace her. This is what she said in her endorsement of Jocelyn Benson. Quote, "It means that the state of Michigan will not be going backward on a lot of the good stuff we've been able to get done," end quote, said Whitmer in her endorsement. Good stuff? Well, let's go over the good stuff that has occurred under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's reign as governor for the past 8 years. Since she took office, our poverty rate is 11% higher than the national rate. 11% higher than the rest of the country. Comparing us to the rest of the country, income, we trail the national average for income by state residents by $9,215. We collectively as a people make roughly 10 grand than other states. Go to any other state and you'll make $10,000 more. Some higher, some a little less, but on average, $9,215 more to be earned if you leave the state of Michigan. Overall ranking, taking into account everything, livability, gasoline, food, car insurance, property taxes, your electric bills, your gas bills, livability, overall, where you stand in a ranking as far as the best place to live economically, we're in the bottom five. 45th in the country. We have dropped 13 spots in the last 7.5 years with Governor Gretchen Whitmer as our governor. Education, comparing it to the nation, we're 44th. Our kids are the 6th dumbest kids in the country. $247,000 unemployed workers just 2 months ago, June 2026. We now have the 7th highest unemployment rate in the country. 7th highest. 43 other states have lower unemployment than we do. Remember her campaign slogan back in 2018 when she ran for governor the first time? Elect me and I'll fix the damn roads. She parroted that campaign slogan again in 2022, got reelected. Well, guess what? According to a recent study just done last month, July, 100 of our bridges are going to be shut down as being unsafe in just 9 years. 2035, 100 plus bridges are going to close because they are structurally unsafe. And according to the same report, the same study, 40% of our roads are now listed in poor condition, facing total failure. We have some asphalt roads, folks, that are broken up so badly, they're going back to dirt. That's how bad the asphalt has completely failed, and it's going back to dirt. Remember the auto insurance reform bill passed in 2019, took full effect in 2021? Well, they've crept right back up. We now have the highest auto insurance cost in the country. We're right back at Michigan's number one highest insurance for automobiles and vehicles. We have the sixth highest gasoline tax now because of the way they restructured the budget heading into 2027. 44 other states have lower gas taxes than we do. Overall, business economy, we're 42nd. Eighth worst business economy in America. We have less than half the national gross domestic product growth rate, half compared to the rest of the country. Violent crime, 21% higher than the national rate. Michigan, one of the least reliable electric power grids in America. 26% increase in our residential electric bills under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 26% in 8 years. I mean, we're talking 3% automatic increase in electricity every year since she's been governor. 23,578 small businesses closed in 1 year alone. Post China virus, March of 23 through March of 24. Who was in control of Lansing? Let's see. Oh, that's right. Democrats. After the 22 election, starting January 1st of 2023, Democrat-controlled Senate, Democrat-controlled House, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 2 months later, starting March of 23 through that next year, March of 24, almost 24,000 small businesses closed, gone, out of business. The budget has been bloated by 41% under her governorship, and over 100,000 acres of farmland gone just last year. From 24 to 25, solar panels. Solar panel projects. Solar panels that leak their contaminants into the groundwater and are covered 300 out of 365 days a year. There's no sunshine. We have snow, we have ice in the winter. No production of electricity whatsoever, but we lost 100,000 acres of farmland. And Whitmer wants to continue that with Benson, her protege. Text me stats and I'll send you the link. Bottom of the Hour News, Hour 1. We'll be right back.